Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. The single most unifying position held by Americans is appreciation for those who protect our freedom and our families. You can help honor fallen or disabled U.S. service members and first responders by donating to Folds of Honor. They award scholarships to make sure the educational dreams of their sons and daughters and spouses live on. They have a 4 out of 4-star ranking on Charity Navigator, so you can give with confidence at foldsofhonor.org.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go. Big show today. Because we're taking a driver's test. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Let's find out who the worst driver is on the show later. We have a driving instructor. He's on his way up here. We have a car. We have a course ready to go. So all that's coming up this morning. How you feeling, Amy?
Feeling good. Ready.
Your energy doesn't say it, but it's early. I get it. Here's what we're going to do. Let's get to know. We're going to go around the room here. What's your favorite Christmas movie, straight up? Maybe the one you see the most, the one you just watched, or your favorite as of right now. Eddie.
It's a Wonderful Life.
Ugh.
Black and white, man. James Stewart. It's awesome. It's
you call
the best.
Jimmy Stewart James Stewart because you're so into black and white movies?
Well, that's his name. I think people just said Jimmy Stewart for fun. His name is James Stewart.
You said that so matter-of-factly, too, that you really...
Wow. I love it, dude.
Lunchbox?
I would have to go with A Christmas Story. I guess it's the one I've seen the most. I mean, it's just a classic. I remember watching it as a kid, and it was like, oh, this is so funny. Does it hold up as much today? Not that much, but it's still awesome to me.
Is that the one they show on TBS for 24 hours?
Yes. You'll shoot your eye out, kid.
Amy.
Well, there's lots, but I'll pick a more recent one that I'm obsessed with, and it's Four Christmases.
So good.
So good.
Is that Renee?
Reese Witherspoon.
Reese Witherspoon.
Vince Vaughn?
Yeah.
Yep. Tim McGraw.
Tim McGraw's in that one.
Like, every time I watch it, there's like something else I laugh at that I'm like, oh, I don't know if I realized that.
What's the purpose? Like, what's the plot?
Well, so Reese and Vince, they're together and they go around to the different families. So there's 4 Christmases they have to go to.
Got it.
That day.
Got it.
Or part of, in the movie. I don't know if it's over a day or two, but anyway, it's really funny.
I like Santa Claus with Tim Allen.
Never seen that.
Santa Claus, yeah. There's multiple ones, too, right?
Yeah, but I like the first one. Mostly because I haven't seen the others. But I liked it. I liked the music in it. I thought Tim Allen was awesome. Back in the day, I thought he was so funny. But I'm going to go with the Santa Claus with Tim Allen.
Do you like Elf now that you watch it with your family?
Yeah. Well, I can quote it now. So that, yes.
Elf.
I can't quote any movie. I'm a terrible. I know him.
Santa.
That's good.
Yeah. Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, no, he's like, he looks at Santa. I know him.
There's the coffee thing where I was like, this is the best coffee in the world. I don't know.
Congratulations.
That's what
you
it
did
is.
It.
Yeah, yeah. That's good. That's awesome. All right. Thank you guys. Got a big show. So let's get to it. We're driving test today, which I don't want there to be a fight. Okay, everybody? We don't know the instructor. Not a friend of ours. He's not biased. He will come in. Everybody take a driving test, and we will see who the best and who the worst driver is. That's coming up. Let's open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. Every morning I go to the gym, and every morning the same guy talks to me. What started as simple pleasantries, such as how was your weekend, has evolved into attempted multi-minute conversations. He now tells me every Monday about all the bets he placed over the weekend.
That's funny.
I want to talk to him.
That's what you do.
I'm like, where? And all the emotions he's had through the games. I've tried moving machines, but he always seems to find me. I've tried keeping my headphones on and look away and watch TV, but he keeps doing it. Any advice? I don't really want to change gyms, but I'm out of ideas. Please help. Signed, just want to listen to my podcast.
Is this a guy or girl?
I would assume this is a girl.
Okay.
But, and he thinks that this is...
Because the gambling thing, and then guys are also like that. They don't understand. They don't understand.
Right, right. They don't get the message.
Yes. So, you get two ways to do this. One, hey, I have a boyfriend. Just say that, because even if he's not hitting on you, he'll be offended that you think he's hitting on you. Be like, oh, thank you. Or say, that's fine, my boyfriend bet on that game too. He lost a bunch. You can do that without making him feel weird. Mm. Or two, move to a new neighborhood.
Yeah.
Do like Amy did when pizza showed up at her house. Just move.
Well, it's multiple pizzas. But I think it's also okay to say, oh, hey, I'm listening to...
Absolutely. That's the nice, healthy boundary right way now that someone would do if they're well-adjusted in life. But I'd be like, nah, my boyfriend lost $500 on LSU.
Okay, but if he wasn't hitting on you, he'll be like, okay, cool.
But then you can know his intention.
Who'd your boyfriend bet on? But she's annoyed he's talking.
I know, but you can also figure out why he's talking, right? If you can nail his intention.
Sure.
He won't be near as butthurt if he is just trying to be your friend.
Okay.
Than if he is trying to hit on you. But what a terrible way to hit on somebody. Do you want to hear my parlay?
My bets.
Yeah.
Can you just walk away while they're talking?
You can, but you can do a lot of rude things. She doesn't want to do a rude thing.
Right.
You can just pee if you wanted to.
Maybe he can start screaming. His bets and how much he's betting is impressive. Like,
oh, that
if it's
never,
a certain
that's
amount.
Never it.
I know it's not, but he thinks that if she sees, like, oh, he has this, you know, expendable income.
The advice I would give to him is she doesn't care about that. Don't talk to her about your bets. Or your fantasy football team or the dream you had last night.
Yeah, no, nobody cares.
Nobody cares, just in general. So good luck. I would just tell him you have a boyfriend somehow. And if that doesn't work, then you know he's just being friendly. And then you can say, hey, you can actually be kind of healthy about it. If he's just trying to be your friend.
Did you be unhealthy to be healthy?
Yeah, well, because the guy's thinking unhealthy if he's thinking he wants to hit on you.
Okay.
That's unhealthy. You're not thinking with the right part of your brain.
Mm.
Yeah. All right, good luck. Yeah, good luck. Guys, we'd never have to deal with this. That sucks for you guys. You guys get stared at in gyms. You get creeped on constantly, and we don't even know what that feels like to have that happen and be vulnerable just in general public. You don't deserve that.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, thank you.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Oh. An American Airlines flight goes up, and all of a sudden they see the crew holding on to the door and like leaning back, like pulling it shut. Kind of. People are like, what's going on here? Well, it turns out there's a mechanical issue. And the flight crew, according to one of the passengers, was holding a cracked door shut.
Oh, man.
And they didn't realize it until they were up in the air. The alleged passenger, said American Airlines had to deplane us, and my boss heard the flight attendant say there was a crack in the door. They had to physically hold the door closed while they turned the plane back. I'm going to be that flight attendant. I've seen two people get sucked out of planes. Yeah.
Cool.
But it won't. Here's the thing. It's not going to suck you out.
Who knows?
I don't know. I watch movies. They suck them out.
And I watch TV shows. They suck you out.
Yeah, but also when we go skydiving, you're up and the door's open and you're sucked out.
Stop being logical.
Because they're holding on to the side.
No. Abby and I went skydiving and there were no doors on there.
But the person whose window got a hole here in town sucked them out.
Sucked them out.
I think because they were so high.
Okay.
In the air.
Okay.
So it does suck you out. You're admitting it.
Well, what's the point? What's the international dateline that you cross over and all of a sudden you're gone.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't like it. I'm not being a flight attendant either. No way. I don't want to get sucked at all. The Bobby Bones
Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So when you're traveling, don't ever put your suitcase on the bed. Like if you get to the hotel, put it on the bed. Or when you get home from a trip, you may put it on your bed to open it up and just unpack because it's like your bed is a perfect height for pulling things out.
That thing, I didn't know what it was for a long time. It's like two wooden things you pull apart and it's
accordion,
got
the rack.
The accordion rack. That's for your suitcase. Who knew?
Yeah.
What'd you think it was for?
But why don't you put it on the bed?
All the germs. Because it's been on the ground.
Or
it's been
bed
everywhere.
Bugs.
Yeah, because you're wheeling it around. I mean, think about it. Everywhere. And then, when you put it on the bed, you risk contaminating it with bacteria. Ugh. But also, when you go to a hotel, do you ever even, touch the top of the comforter? I don't.
What do you mean?
What do you mean you don't
I jump on the bed as soon as I get in the hotel?
No.
Oh, yeah.
You just lay on it?
I jump backwards.
Like
a nesty plunge.
Yeah.
Yeah, I swan dive because I want to know how soft it is.
I used to travel with my own comforter, but I don't do that anymore. My wife thinks it's kind of weird.
That is really weird.
That is really strange, man.
Yeah.
Not making fun of you, but...
Well, are you saying because they don't wash the comforter?
It's a germ thing.
I don't know that they do, depending on what kind of comforter.
I don't like talking about this like death. because I know there's a lot of bad stuff happening. It's like, I don't want to see in the kitchen of the restaurant because I've worked in kitchens.
Oh, yeah.
And if I don't know, then it can't hurt me. So like, just kick the can and move off this story.
Okay.
Well, but something similar.
I feel like we're going back to the story.
Well,
go ahead.
Because when we fly, you know how you always put your carry-on bag under the seat in front of you, mm-hmm. and it just sits there, and then there's like the feet, and then people get up and we go to the bathroom, and then our feet come back and we go, and I just put my bag down there like it's no big deal.
And then she licks her bag at the bottom of when we walk it off the plane.
Oh, that's problematic.
She's like, we landed, celebration. Licks it, yeah. Right.
Yeah, okay, so Kevin O'Leary from Shark Tank, he says that when a family...
Mr. Wonderful?
That's Mr. Wonderful.
Got it.
When a family member asks him for money, he agrees to give them a one-time gift that they don't have to pay back. And I feel like, obviously, he's in a...
He's rich.
Very, yeah.
He's rich.
Particular bracket of money. But sometimes we get callers that are like, hey, my family member asking for money. Like, what should I do? And one thing that he says is like, hey, I don't want anything like money to drive a wedge in my family or with a friendship. So he'll be like, hey, here's what I'm going to loan you. It may not be exactly what you're asking for, but this is a gift. You don't have to pay me back. I don't ever want to talk about
it
again.
$400 million, so it's easy.
Right, but you bring it down to something even more relatable could be that, like, what do you always say? If you loan somebody money, you can't expect for them to pay you back.
Well, you can have, first of all, I know what he's saying. I don't think he's saying it right to people who didn't grow up with money. I think if Eddie needs a loan, and Eddie's my brother...
What's up, bro?
I'm like, I got you. You need $500. I got you.
I need $5,000.
I'm going to loan you. Oh, $5,000.
$5,000.
Okay. Oof.
Bills, dude.
Okay.
It's a terrible month.
I don't really have $5,000. I'll tell you, I can give you $3,500. I'm going to loan it to you, and you're going to pay me back, you know, within the year.
I got you, bro.
No interest. And thank you, whatever. But in my head, I'm not saying it out loud. In my head, I'm like, I'm probably never getting that back.
Okay.
So I'm only doing that in my head with what I can afford to not get back.
That way you don't have resentment for him.
Yes, but if I ever go, Eddie, this is a gift, he's never even going to want to pay me back.
Correct.
Right.
So you have to still put it on them, but just know it in your head. I got burned a bunch early.
Yeah.
But you know what, though? I might feel bad about it, never paying you back, that I may never want to see you again because I'm so embarrassed.
Wait.
You know what I mean?
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
I would just say he shouldn't say this is a one-time gift. That's easy to say if you have a bunch of money. But loan it, but not think. There's a strong possibility you may not get it back. And don't loan people money that if they don't pay you back, you're going to break off all the relationship with them.
Right. And mean it. Like, mean what you're saying to yourself in your head.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You say, hey, yeah, pay me back $3,500. You got all year. But in your head, if you're like, okay, I'm not going to get this back, I'm not. Then you can't get mad and have resentments later.
And I would also be very detailed about how you're going to get that money back. I've co-signed for cars before and people's, like, never paid a payment. I had to pay for the whole thing.
Because that could affect your...
I had to pay for the whole car.
Oh, wow.
This happened a couple times. So but that's, you know, that's stuff.
I feel like also this is the time of year where sometimes that may come up. Like, hey, I need a little money. Mm-hmm. What do people do?
You selling drugs?
Christmas? What do you mean?
Amy comes in a trench coat with watches on the inside. Hey, what do you need? All right, what else?
So a true crime fan. This is terrible. She committed a murder because she was curious. Ugh, after watching it all. She wanted to try it out. And she's fixated on these shows and novels and... I just didn't know if there was anything that you watch a lot of or are into that, like, makes you curious. Obviously, it's not going to be murder.
That's such a dark story.
Bobby's like, true crime.
That's such a dark story.
Yeah.
Man.
Just wanted to try it out.
Also, fascinating, but dark.
Like, try a milkshake or something. Like.
right.
Try to make a hot dog.
Sure.
Yeah.
Right. Or a wedding dress.
I do that. I do that. Like, watch a lot of TikToks, and I try to, like, recreate what they make with food.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't
do true crime. I don't do that.
All right. I have nothing. Amy, I'm sad. Okay.
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories. It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
Last year, around the same time, I did a Tell Me Something Good about this same school. It's the California School for the Deaf in Riverside. And I talked about how they won the state championship in football. Well, guess what? I'm back because they won another state championship 2 years in a row.
Wow.
This is huge, guys. This has never happened in the history of that school. It's amazing. They had like a series of all of these injuries that happened all year that they're like, well, there's no way we're going to win this. And then in the championship, they were down 14-0 in the first quarter. They came back and won the whole dang thing.
Wow.
Are they playing other schools that are deaf or is really they're just in
other schools, period.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah. And the superintendent of the school said what's really cool about this team is they've been together since they were kindergartners.
Because they've all been in the same school.
Yeah, man. They're all the same age. So they kind of grew up together. That's why they're so good.
That's awesome.
Unbelievable. I love it.
They're the Georgia Bulldogs of high school football there.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Great job. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
All right. Finally, we're going to do the driving test. So I want to bring Jeremy in. Hey, Jeremy, what is your job?
I own Brentwood Driver Training.
So you train drivers all day, every day?
I send people out to do that, yes.
Okay, so you have a company.
I'm safely behind a stationary desk, popping Advils and waiting for everybody to come back at 5.
Does anybody ever wreck your cars?
They hit us. We don't hit them.
Really?
Yep. We get hit from time to time. It's never big, but it's usually in the rear end because I'm sure they're texting and driving.
Hmm. So you never had a person that did that rear ending?
Have we ever rear-ended anybody? No.
Like a student.
Wow, Parker? Look at this.
Never.
So when you started this, though, were you actually teaching the class? Or were you teaching people?
Yep, 30 years ago, I started out of my house, and I was my wife was answering phones in the dining room, and I was out in the car, and it just grew exponentially. And now we have like 25 cars in 4 locations.
We noticed you drove in a Bentley. You must be doing well.
Yep. Oh, man.
I'm just kidding. I don't know.
Oh, I was like, wow.
It was a joke.
It's kind of nice. It only has one steering wheel, so that's a nice change for me.
So I was going to ask, because when I took driver's ed, Coach Castleberry had a brake on the floor, but no steering wheel.
Yeah. All he had was, we're the only company probably in the whole state, if not the world anymore, that still has 2 steering wheels. Because about 30 years ago when I started, cars got too complicated underneath the dashboard, and so... You couldn't put the chains and the wires across anymore, and so I invented this little piece and patented it that pulls everything away. So we still have that.
So you invented it?
Mm-hmm.
Do you sell it to other people?
No.
So you invented it and you hide it?
Uh-huh. It's patented.
Yeah.
Wow. Patent pending.
He's not doing this with a light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine. He's doing, I invented a steering wheel and nobody else gets it.
That's amazing.
They had come to my place. Okay, so here's the deal. We're doing the Hyundai driving test. And so this is Jeremy, owner of Brentwood Driver Training. He's got locations in Nashville, Brentwood, and Franklin. You can go to brentwooddrivertraining.com. Now, we're going to do a driving test. Now, it's been, Jeremy, over the past 10 years, they all claim they're the best driver, and mostly the other three claim that the other person's the worst driver.
No one claims I'm the worst driver. We just say Amy and Morgan.
But you, like, peel out. Randomly.
No, I do. Yeah, because I have a 05 Altima that is a standard, and you can show off by doing peel outs. So, yeah, I do that.
Yeah, because people love that.
Yeah, it really impresses folks.
It makes friends. Yeah, it's date bait, it's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I can just tell by looking at somebody if they're a bad driver. Though.
Okay, what about the guy in the Dallas Cowboys hat? That's Eddie.
Uh-huh.
Where is he?
Right here.
Oh, there you are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's
pretty bad.
Menace on the road.
I'm not going to tell you what people are known for. Okay, Amy got that
Amy.
One.
Amy,
all right. I thought
he looks nice. I'm sure he's fine.
He's fine. Right? So we're going to send you guys out, and thanks to Hyundai, we're using my car from Hyundai.
Oh,
my Ioniq 5. It's
one
awesome.
One steering wheel on that one.
One steering wheel.
Oh, I'm not getting in then.
So we're going to run each of them through a test, but there are 3 parts to each test. What are the parts of the test?
Reverse driving.
Like that backup parking?
Back up. Yeah, but actually driving backwards for a little while.
Don't wreck my car,
guys.
That
takes a little more skill.
Wow, that's crazy.
Okay. Yeah. What about parallel parking? Can we do that with them?
Sure. That will sort of decide who's the best, probably. That'll be the divining rod.
And what about a turn? Is there like a such thing as a 2-point, 3-point turn, whatever?
3-point turn.
Okay.
And U-turns, 3-point turns. And are we not going out in the actual streets, correct?
Yeah, I don't know. We're going back behind the building? Got it.
I mean, actual streets is fine with me.
Me too. I'd love it. Interstate.
I love that.
And we can do like darting in and out.
Yeah.
Lanes. I don't know about all
okay,
that.
Okay, we have our deals here. Parallel parking, 3-point turns. We're doing driving backwards.
Driving backwards.
Yeah. What's a 3-point turn?
I don't know, dude. I thought it was like a 2-point turn.
You don't know what that is?
What's a 3-point turn?
It's when you don't have enough room to make a U-turn. So you have to
Austin Powers. When he's on the...
Got it. Okay.
Yeah, the cart.
In the hallway.
I never realized that was part of the test. Let's do it.
Okay, so Scuba, is there a reward for this? Does the winner get anything?
Yes.
Or just pride?
I think it's just a pride thing, yeah, because the guys here are always talking about the ladies that are terrible at driving, so I think it's full on pride.
And if you're the worst driver...
You get a free lesson at Brentwood Driver Training.
That, and we put up a sign for the entire month of January in front of your station that says worst driver with an arrow pointing
to you. Love it.
Mm. That'd be awesome.
Worst driver on the show. Okay. So now we have to decide who goes first. Does anyone want to go first?
I'll go first.
Okay. Well, then let's go.
Let's go.
Eddie will head out, and we'll do this. We'll come back, and Eddie will be in the car. Doing it. And we're not going to share any results. You're going to come in later and give us all the results, right?
Sure.
Okay. All right, let's go. Eddie, you can go on out.
All right.
All right, Eddie, let's go in. This is Jeremy from Brentwood Driver Training, and Eddie will check in with you in a second. All right, out in the car, back behind our building. It's Producer Eddie with Jeremy, the owner of Brentwood Driver Training. And we're taking a driver's test today. We got four people on the show. You just don't want to finish last because you will be haunted the rest of your life for being a bad driver. Everybody claims that everybody's a bad driver. Eddie is first in right now. Eddie, just describe what's around you.
I'm in the driver's seat bones in the Hyundai, and I'm in the alley with a bunch of cones set up, dude. It looks like there's like obstacle courses out here.
You're going to need to be precise. And now Jeremy is in there. Can Jeremy hear me, Eddie?
Jeremy can hear you.
Jeremy, do you ever get really nervous driving with someone and you're like, oh man, they have a long way to go before they can get their license?
Usually. Most of the time.
Are you ever with somebody that has a license and you're like, how did they get their license?
Yeah, we get people from other countries that have a driver's license from that country and they can't turn a corner. And I asked them how they get it and they said that you purchase it.
Oh boy.
And so we get to teach them how to drive.
All right, well, let's do Eddie first. Eddie, the first thing you're going to do is parallel parking, right?
Yes, Bones, and it's tight. This isn't like a regular parking lot. These cones are tight.
They're blue cones, and you have to pull in between the cones. Are you ready to go?
I'm ready.
All right, Eddie's in the white Hyundai Ioniq. All right, let's go. Here we go. Eddie is going with his first test. He is pulling up.
That's where those red cones are. Go to the left.
Oh, go that way, okay.
Because to parallel park, you have to...
Jeremy, are you nervous?
No.
Okay.
Eddie's going about 6 miles an hour.
Bones, can you see me?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're just creeping, buddy.
All right, here we go. I'm attempting the parallel part.
All right, he's cutting that back end in.
Oh, boy. I don't even see the... Oh, okay. I see the cones. Oh, I see the cones,
so far,
baby.
So good.
Looks like it's going to hit the building.
Yeah. This rear camera is really helping me out a lot.
It turns into a Hyundai commercial. I like it.
I don't have this in the Jeep.
That was good. That was really good, but I think we should do one without the aerial camera.
Oh, no. Really?
Don't be using all the technology, Eddie.
Is that a good idea?
What do you mean that's what we do? We use technology these days.
There's some people that don't
have... If you're in your Jeep, buddy. Yeah, do it with no aerial camera.
Okay, so, Buzz, do you want me to get out and do this again?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
No, boy. Here we go. Okay. See the cones?
All right, Eddie's going back. He's cutting his rear end.
I'm using nothing but mirrors here. I can't look at the camera.
It's true. I'm watching.
Oh, did I run over a cone?
Nope. Okay. So far, so good. He looks pretty good.
Okay.
He's creeping. If I was in a car behind him on the road, I'd be like, honk, honk, get out the way.
Okay.
Are you in?
I don't know, man. I honestly can't.
Oh, you hit a cone. You hit a cone.
Cones are good.
Cones are good.
Someone's dead.
No. The cone in the front is dead. It's down.
Smush.
Check to see it. I didn't hit that cone. No, there's no way.
I think they want you to fail.
Oh, my
God. No, cone down. If that was a stroller, he'd have killed the baby.
Wow.
Yeah, you killed someone.
All right, cool. Eddie, your first test is finished. We won't say that you passed or failed yet, but you did hit a cone in parallel parking.
Okay.
Okay, what are you doing next?
So I'm doing a 3-point turn, and I'm staying still in my parallel spot, and what I'm trying to do is go the other way in the alley. So right now, if I'm pointing north...
But you only get three moves? You only get three moves to do that?
Correct. I'm going to try to go... To my left, back her up, and then go the other way.
All right, here we go. Eddie with a 3-point turn.
Here we go, Bones. Backing her up, putting her in reverse.
You are going awfully slow, though.
Are we racing here? I'm trying to get a good grade.
Well, time, though, is of the essence.
And there's the third turn.
There we go. That's my 3-point turn.
That's how you do it.
Okay, he finished 3-point turn. Nice job. Pretty slow, but nice job. Nobody died. Okay. Now, finally, Eddie, what's your final task?
Okay, Bones, the final task is a reverse test. Jeremy, do you want to explain?
Yeah, we're going to go way down this street and then put it in reverse and come all the way backwards. And I'm going to cover up the camera with my hands.
Hey, this is where it gets scary, Bones.
Reverse parking. Eddie, are you ready?
And you know the old-fashioned way to reverse is exactly
that's
right.
That's right.
Well, okay. You've got points.
Yeah. Man. That's what I'm talking about. All right, Bones, we're ready to go. And I'm moving backwards. I got the right hand behind the seat. I'm looking through the rearview mirror. I mean, I think I'm pretty good.
You're going so slow, though, dude.
Dude, what do you want me to do? I mean, I didn't know we were racing.
No, you're not racing, but if you were doing this in real life, would you go that slow?
No.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Yep.
And Jeremy says that's exactly what you need to be doing.
Yep, he just got points after running over that small child. As he just sort of redeemed herself because he did the correct thing. He put his right arm behind the passenger seat and turned and looked out the back window the whole time.
Oh, old school 1970s style.
Wow.
Yeah. Not everybody knows that.
All right, phones, my test is complete.
Okay, Jeremy, if you'll write his score down, don't tell us what it is. Eddie has finished his test, and we'll do this real quick. We'll come back, and Morgan will be in the car. Oh, boy. Did she put all her ducks up front so she has to look over them?
Yeah, so she can't see out the windshield.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, we'll come back, and Morgan will take her driver's test next. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. We are this close to crowning an NBA champ. And with the action heating up on the court, it's even hotter at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. If you're new to DraftKings, listen up. New customers can get a no-sweat bet up to $1,500. Just deposit at least $5 and you'll get a bonus bet back equal to your first bet if it doesn't hit. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use the code BONES. That's the code BONES for new customers to get a no-sweat bet up to $1,500 if your first bet doesn't hit. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER, or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help's available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. One no sweat bet per new customer issued as one bonus bet based on amount of initial losing bet. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility, wagering, and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
All right, we're going to go. Morgan is in the Hyundai Ioniq. She's taking a driver's test. Lunchbox would probably say she's the... Oh, I don't know. Who do you think's the worst?
Oh, man.
Her, Amy, in your opinion.
Morgan.
Okay.
Like, Amy hits objects, but, like, Morgan just on the road. I don't know. No, Amy's pretty bad.
Okay,
I
mean, well, we're about to see. Man. Eddie hit a cone.
I've hit a few objects that are not... They're never moving. They're all...
But that's worse.
That's worse.
Okay.
No, they're like... You can't... They're small to the ground.
Let's go out and check in with Morgan, who is getting in the car right now with Jeremy, the owner of Brentwood Driver Training. She's going to parallel park, do a three-point turn, and do backup parking. All right, let's go out. Morgan, how you feeling?
I'm a little nervous. I don't really know what to think. I watched Eddie, and it kind of looked chaotic, so I'm nervous.
Do you feel extremely judged with that dude sitting next to you?
Yeah, a little bit. He's watching me.
Yeah, I would think so. He's a critic. He's a car critic. Okay, so up first, Morgan, you're going to parallel park. How would you say your parallel parking is?
I would say my parallel parking is really good. I had to parallel park a lot in college, so let's see if I can remember it.
Okay, here she goes. Morgan, if you're ready to parallel park, let's get it.
All right. Can I move these mirrors at all? Am I able to move the mirrors at all?
You can, yeah. I should have done it before you started driving, though.
Point's taken off.
Well, in all fairness, I didn't know if I was allowed to.
There's a job waiting for you in our company anytime you say.
I'm really short, guys.
All right, Morgan's moving in the car here. Pull it forward.
Oh, I hit a cone.
Right.
Dude, you nailed a cone. Eddie's back in the studio.
Is the cone supposed to be to my right? Is it supposed to be in the front?
It's supposed to be to the right. That's okay. That's the curb.
Okay, Morgan's just sitting in the middle of the road.
Blocking traffic.
Oh, here she goes. She's going hard.
Whoa,
she's going to hit the building.
Oh, my gosh.
There's no way she pulls this off.
Guys, this is like, I have to learn a new car again right now while also doing
this. She's about to hit the building.
Boy, I tell you what, if she makes this, though, if she makes this right, Eddie, she was aggressive and safe.
Yeah, very aggressive.
What?
We are about
3 feet from the curb, though.
It's really underneath in here.
All right, Morgan is almost in between the cones. She's kind of tilted. Her nose is still kind of poking out in the road. She's getting close to hitting that cone. Oh. Yeah, now she's causing a traffic jam because she's...
Guys, on the screen in the car, it looks like it's right next to me.
Let me check out the cones real quick.
No, there's a...
It looks like a whole car lane between her and that curb.
Hey, if she left the car there, she's getting keyed.
Or she's losing a side mirror because the car
hits
it.
In the road.
Okay, that is Morgan's parallel parking. All right, I'd like to give it up for you. All right. He'll keep her score. Now let's go to that 3-point turn.
Okay, so the 3-point turn, am I supposed to just turn around the alleyway?
Yes, what you want to do is you want to use 3-point turn to start going the opposite direction.
Okay, so I'm not allowed to do it in like one turn or two turns? It has to be in three?
Yeah, I do a three, yeah. Okay. There's a big wall behind us, too.
I know. I'm also learning a brand new car.
Pedestrian.
That's already 2 points.
This is a 9-point turn, and she just hit a human.
No, I didn't. The human walked behind me, and I did not move.
Oh, now why is she going forward?
4 points. Because I don't know how to use the steering wheels.
R.
It's the same kind of steering wheel.
Guys, it's not even a normal one. You have to
believe me. I told you she hit a curb, guys.
Oh, no. Go ahead.
The letter R is what you're looking for.
3-point turn.
Perfect.
Technically, that was four. That was four.
That was four and a risky four.
That's even better. That's even better.
He says better.
He's being nice.
Okay, so that's a 3-point turn. Now we have one final thing. Back up, far distance, and then parking.
Let's go down here a little farther.
Go down? Okay.
And we're going to reverse all the way back.
Okay.
This looks good.
All right.
And do you know...
No, she might actually hit something.
No, am I...
Backing position.
What am I doing? Just backing up?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Here she goes. She's backing up.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Morgan is in the Hyundai Ioniq taking a driver's test with Jeremy, who's the owner of Brentwood Driver Training. I mean, she is creeping. She makes Eddie look like that bunny.
Exactly.
And Tortoise in the Hare.
Well, I got yelled at for going too fast. Now I'm getting yelled at for going too slow. I cannot win.
No, you cannot drive.
We didn't say anything about you going too fast.
And if you go backwards, you're supposed to go slow.
You're doing good. You're doing good.
Where am I supposed to go?
That's good. I think you got it.
Okay.
But I have to take 1 point off. I don't really have a grading system, so I'm not sure what that means. But I have to take 1 point off because you never looked out your back window.
Oh no.
So what did she look out of?
She just closed her eyes and prayed. She did the pray technique.
But she didn't run over a cone.
I was looking in the rear view mirror, so I should have full-on turned and looked back.
She did what they call the Jesus method. We just pray to Jesus.
Hey, but Eddie, I did not hit a single cone. You hit
one. Good job.
Okay, well, we'll see what the driving instructions
are.
Wow. All right, there it is, Morgan. Morgan, all right, Morgan, come back inside.
Okay. The Bobby
Ball Show. All right, and then there were two. Coming up, Lunchbox and then Amy take their driving test. Out in the Hyundai, we got our driving instructor here. He does not have a gas pedal on the floor, though.
Right, it's not like his car.
Right. Because you guys have licenses.
Correct.
But Lunchbox and Amy will take their driver's test on the course with the cones and the instructor next. All right, now time for our next participant in the driving test. Lunchbox. Who's in the Hyundai? Eddie's gone. How'd you feel?
I'm decent. Decent.
After Morgan went, do you feel like you were better than her?
Yeah, absolutely. Except I did hit a cone, so I don't know.
Yeah, but she had like points taken off because it took her like an hour to parallel park. All right, Lunchbox is in the car now. Lunchbox, are you there?
Hey, we're bueno, man.
Lunchbox, what's first?
We're going to parallel park like a champion.
All right, how do you feel? Because you sound confident.
Oh, man, I'm like a boss. You ready to go? I'm already got in drive. I got my foot on the brake.
Oh, let's go. Trying to hold you up. Let's go.
Why are we waiting, fool?
Why are we waiting?
We're already going. Here we go.
He's moving quick. All right, he's up. He's turning his wheels.
Oh, he's
parallel parking.
Backing up.
He's cutting hard.
Oh, boy.
If he pulls this off this fast, he's backing up.
It looks good, Bones.
Hyundai's in there nice and tight. I can't see if he hit the cone, though.
No cone. Either. Don't worry about it. Right next to that cone, he says the back of the car. Boom.
Oh, it's a little.
Oh,
it's a little far off.
I'd say 4 feet.
No, I'm right next to the two cones, right? Isn't that the...
No, that's a wide gap, man.
Let me try it one more time.
Oh.
Sharper and tighter.
I'm confused.
Oh,
you said park next to the two cones, right?
Exactly.
I thought those four cones over there were...
Bro, you're not even close to the cones.
See, yeah. No, look. There's like six
don't
cones.
Let
you said park next to the two cones. They're the car.
It's really simple. There's a curb and there's cars in front and back.
Right, and I parked right there.
Yes.
Thank you. Now, what do you want me to do, three-point turn?
No, you need a parallel park because your parallel parking isn't that great.
I was told to do a three-point turn by my driving instructor.
Okay, so he bailed out of his parallel parking.
All right.
And now he's one.
That's an incomplete, Bones.
Two. That three-point turn. Okay.
That was actually
that's
smooth.
That's what he got. Okay. Now Lunchbox will do backup parking.
Boom, 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 boom. Bones, what you gonna do when you gotta reverse down an alley? You gotta go like this.
And there he goes. He's moving pretty good. He's going a lot faster than Eddie and Morgan were.
He's going faster, but he's
hitting the brakes a lot more. Now he's slowing down. Oh, he's gonna hit the pole.
Oh, no.
Oh, you're gonna hit the pole, dude.
Whoa!
Oh!
What?
We almost hit Morgan.
Oh, my God.
It looked like somebody died driving that car.
And I heard the instructor go, well, I've lost control.
I'm trying to parallel park over here. Well, it won't move.
Why did you stop so abruptly?
No, I didn't. The car did it.
The car stopped to keep Morgan alive.
Oh. Yeah, because Morgan was behind you and the car sensed it.
Oh, my God.
You know what? I'm going to back up one more time.
No, we got to go.
Here we go. Hold on, I got this.
Oh, the backup was great.
All right, here we go.
This is the second run. You know, second runs don't really count as much.
Look, he's turning again.
I think he's trying to, like, back into a parallel spot.
Is that for bonus points? You don't have to do that.
And you're, like, going to hit the wall.
No, the wall is...
Exactly. He stopped talking.
Oh, boy.
Drop him off right at the
spot. No. Okay. You beat. He beeped because he almost hit the wall. Okay. There's Lunchbox. There he is. All right.
He can't drive backwards.
Wow, yeah, you can't even open the trunk because he's so close to it.
Next victim.
Bobby Bones.
This is the Bobby Bones Show. Let's go.
Amy, you're the only one left. You nervous?
A little bit.
Yeah. Amy's going to take her driving test in a second. She's in her Hyundai Ioniq 5. Mine. That's mine. It's not you.
So do we have insurance on this?
I do, yes.
Okay.
For everybody. It's my car. Don't wreck it.
Because there are a lot of poles out there, I'm telling
you. And cones.
Yeah, and cones.
Yes. So you're the only one not to take your driver's test. Lunchbox, Eddie, Morgan all took theirs.
One time a company at work loaned me a car or gave me a car to drive in. I wrecked it.
Oh, boy. Why are you saying that right now?
I don't know. It just popped into my head.
The last one. Then we'll get the instructor back in to rate and review everybody. Coming back in our Hyundai Ioniq 5, the driver's test. And now for our final challenger, Amy will go last in the driving competition. And some say she was put last because if she wrecks the car...
Then
it's over.
We're done.
It's over anyway.
Yeah, we did everyone.
Yes. So, Eddie, Morgan, Lunchbox just went, driving the Hyundai. We have a driving instructor out with them, and they're doing parallel parking, three-point turns, and backup parking. Okay. Amy, how's it going?
I feel good.
Okay, you're ready to parallel park. Well, you're starting while I'm talking.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, God.
She's going.
Oh, and she's going hard. She's sitting here to... Oh, no. That's a bad angle.
No, it's not.
That's good. It's perfect.
No, he just said I'm perfect.
This is perfect.
Oh, wow. That was so perfect. It looks scary.
I have told y'all that my parallel parking is clutch.
Yep. Did I just go back a little farther?
It's a little off, but...
It's not off. It's actually perfect.
I'm looking at it.
I think I heard a crunch.
That's great.
He said it's great.
Okay, we'll take a look.
It's the best so far.
Oh.
What?
Wow, it is good. It is good, though. It is good. Amy's out with a driver instructor. Okay, let's go to the three-point turn, Amy. All right, she's pulling out from the parallel. Boom. She pulls out aggressively, but strong. Goes forward. Now she throws it in reverse. That's one point. Now she's at her second point.
Well, I didn't see that.
Oh,
is there a cone?
There's a cone down.
There's a dead cone.
Cone down.
If you didn't see it, it did happen.
I saw it.
So I go through light.
I feel like the wind.
Oh, come on.
There's no wind.
Okay.
Which way am I going?
Go to Mexico. Go.
I think it was the exhaust. The exhaust blew it out.
All right, now Amy's going to back up all the way across town.
Man, if she were to wreck. Oh, my gosh, dude. That'd be terrible.
So we'll go up to that pole, and then we'll have a reverse all the way back.
Amy's now going to back all the way down the street, right into a parking spot, backward. Here we go.
Scuba. I'm going to move your head a little bit.
Oh.
Here she goes.
Oh.
You're going to hit the dumpster.
I'm not going to hit the dumpster.
Gordon, Amy, you're going to hit the dumpster.
No, I'm not.
Oh.
That's my car. You failed.
You're the driving instructor's car.
I felt like
you'd be in last place for sure.
I felt like I was going straight back, and then I wasn't.
That was not straight.
But who backs up?
Amy, watch the poll. Watch the poll.
Amy's...
The poll? What? Why are y'all yelling at me? The poll is nowhere near me.
You almost hit the dumpster, and you were... Did you not almost hit the dumpster?
I did not almost hit the dumpster.
She almost hit the driving instructor's Beamer.
Yeah. Okay, where am I going now?
There'll be no points. No points for that.
Put it in park, Amy.
So I just park?
Everybody's scared.
Yeah, everybody sounds terrified.
Okay, Amy will come in now.
Help me.
Everybody gather in the studio. Let's get our results. All right, everybody's back in the studio. I'm going to be honest. I'm a little underwhelmed.
Really?
What do you
I'm
mean?
I'm going to write down who I think is going to win after watching you guys.
Yeah.
Because you were in a controlled area, but like there were cones knocked down. Amy almost hit a car. Morgan didn't even park on the side of the road. I don't even know what Lunchbox was doing.
Which is weird.
It looked like somebody died.
Well,
while
I'm going to tell you.
Up.
I mean, I was getting told by one person in the backseat,
hey,
don't parallel park
sometimes
again.
Driving is tough.
And then you're saying parallel park again. And
we never wanted you to parallel park.
Driving again. Backwards for you, Lunchbox, was really strange.
Yeah, it was like you died while driving.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
Thanks to Hyundai, we're doing the Hyundai driving test. Mm-hmm. Jeremy Lyon, owner of Brentwood Driver Training, is here with us.
That car's smooth.
It's awesome.
That's great.
It's awesome.
Can I keep that car?
Nope. Okay. It's mine.
Okay.
Hey, Jeremy, question for you. These are adults that have had their licenses and drive every day. Would you say they're all pretty normal drivers, though?
Drivers, yes.
Okay. People, no. Okay. So we're going to, and you've scored this how? What have you done?
Well, it's not like an exact science. So mm-hmm. Since there's three things, I'd give everybody, start off with 3 points mm-hmm. and then you could lose some.
So max 9 points.
Max 9 points.
What I'm curious about, not who finished first, we'll get to that in a second. Who finished second as you look at your notes? So this person's not the worst, not the best. You're safely part of the show. Who finished second?
Amy.
Amy second.
Oh,
wow.
I'll take it.
Wow. Amy, that's amazing.
In full disclosure,
yeah.
She did give my company $600 last month at Brentwood Driver Training.
Oh, for your daughter.
But that didn't affect her score at all.
Yeah, because you could have got first.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's how much that was.
And he was very generous on the parallel parking. He moved the cones wider for Amy.
Okay.
Yeah, he did.
Now, what? Morgan hopping in here.
Yeah,
okay,
definitely
who finished third?
Money talks.
I don't want first or fourth. Who finished third?
Third... Lunchbox.
What? Wow. Wait, wow, wait. Wow. Hey, Eddie or Morgan is number one?
That's right.
Wow. Okay.
That's right.
That doesn't seem right.
So we have in first place Blank, second place Amy, third place Lunchbox. And who finished in first place? Who was the best driver of the bunch? And then we know who the worst is.
I hope my insurance is listening.
Who? And I wrote the person I thought won. I only wrote one name down, so... And by the way, it's one of you two that I wrote down.
Yeah,
it like
yeah.
Morgan and Eddie were like a tie for first, so this is tough.
Wait,
so if they're tied for first, that means Lunchbox is last.
Oh, I guess that's right. I'm sorry.
Oh! And that means Amy's third.
No. That's not accurate.
That means Amy's third.
No, but Lunchbox is a really good driver. Let me see.
See?
No.
Everybody did...
So rank them then. Who's first in your mind?
You might have to help me here because... Eddie was the only one that turned around for the correct position for reverse parking.
That's right.
Okay. Reverse driving, and where he actually put his hand behind the seat, looked out the window.
I guess you missed me when I had my hand
on
the seat, but that's okay.
No, you did too.
Check the video.
We need you to commit here, Jeremy. Who is the first place driver?
First place driver is probably...
Yeah.
Morgan. Yes.
What? That's who I had written down. Morgan. Yes.
Because she did the least wrong.
And second place was?
Eddie.
You gave second place.
No, third place.
I'm so confused.
I was Amy and then Lunchbox.
Last.
Even though Lunchbox, except, I don't know why Lunchbox keeps ends up last, because nobody's really last.
Oh, no, there is. There's a last.
He's last.
Sorry.
Wow, Lunchbox is last.
I didn't see that coming.
Let me say this. Thank you to Jeremy Lyon, owner of Brentwood Driver Training. You guys can follow him at BrentwoodDriverTraining.com. We got to go to this break, but thanks to Hyundai for the driving test. Morgan, congratulations.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Lunchbox. Oh, my God. All right, Jeremy, thank you very much. Thank you. We'll talk about it in a little bit. Thank you. Jeremy, everyone.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
There's family in Utah that P-O-A-R-C-H is the Porches. So they go out, they're going to cut their own Christmas tree down. They go into the Stansberry Mountains, and they're all excited because you get the saw, the chainsaw, the kids, everybody's in. And they get out, and it's snowing, but that's okay. In Utah, it snows all the time.
Right.
But it snows so hard and so fast, they were stranded, and they didn't take a bunch of food or anything. So they're out, they're stuck. It gets nighttime because they can't get their Jeep. And so they're like, oh, God. And, of course, there's no cell. If you're out deep in the woods, you may have a bar occasionally.
Yeah.
And so she couldn't get cell to call, but she could get occasionally on social media because of the connection. Couldn't call, but she could, like, get on with data. And so she gets on social media, and she, like, added her sister-in-law. And so not only that, her sister-in-law shared it. People that knew her sister-in-law, because they all lived in the same area, were like, wait, what? Let's go. They all started talking to each other online. They all gathered their trucks. They got together and went out and pulled them out. Rescuers found them at night.
Wow.
They had winches and tow straps, and that's how they got them out of there, which is pretty crazy and lucky.
Did they get the tree?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's inappropriate, but I'm wondering if they got the tree.
I don't know.
No, it is appropriate because they were rescued.
It feels appropriate.
Right.
I would have wanted the tree.
Because that's the whole point. They were there.
Well, yeah, good for everybody for saving them. That's cool. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know, I think I can eat a piece of pizza in under 30 seconds. Or I know it'll take you over a minute to drink that entire 2-liter. If you have, you're going to love Pick 6, the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Now, here's how to play during the NBA playoffs. Pick between 2 and 6 players and choose if they have more or less of a certain stat. Rebounds, points, assists, and a whole bunch more. Track your picks, play against others for a shot to win huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now and use the code BONES for a shot at huge cash prizes. That's the code BONES, only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER, 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
There's a lot happening these days. But I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters, without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Here's a message I got about our Christmas gift exchange we're doing here on the show. Dave writes, about the Christmas gift swap. It's supposed to be fun and silly. Lunchbox should not be penalized for whatever gift he gives. It's all about giving and not about getting. Winners shouldn't win. Winners also shouldn't win. You should change it to Yankee gift swap then, loser.
What is that?
Well, here's the thing. We're all doing this. It's not a joke. Instead of having to buy everybody gifts, buy everybody, and it would take 10 hours and a bunch of money, we do one. We draw a name, you get him a gift. The worry is whomever Lunchbox has to get a gift for, that he will put no effort into it and he'll just kind of screw him over. So we're like, it has to be at least an attempt to get somebody a decent gift or you get punished. It can be anybody, not just him. But everybody assumes we're talking about only him because he does that.
No, I always put thought into my gift.
But sometimes it's mean thought. Like, and you got Abby again, which wasn't a setup.
Right, it wasn't a setup. And I thought I did something thoughtful last year. And
you got our Singing for Dummies. After telling her she couldn't sing for a whole year.
Yeah, I was trying to help her improve. I was trying to help her get her gigs.
Right. Have you already thought about what you're going to get her this year?
Yeah.
Do you know?
I'm 98% zeroed in on this gift.
So it has to be the letter S as the first letter of it. That's the theme. And we all have a person. I have Morgan. I already know what I'm getting, Morgan.
You do?
Oh, yeah.
What?
It's legit.
Of course it is.
I don't even want to build up the hype, except let's build it.
So it's
sedan,
expensive.
A sedan.
No Jeep.
Oh, SUV.
A sedan?
Yeah.
Why would you
want to? I'm also not going to buy anything that makes her have to spend money on it.
A Suburban.
So anything like that, you have to put gas in, have to get insurance. So nothing there. I'm not going to buy her anything she has to spend money on to keep alive or to keep going.
Oh, I know.
You don't know.
Ski resort.
A whole thing?
Wow.
Wow.
So what about you? Is Abby's like a snake that bites your throat and makes you sing better?
No, I wouldn't know where to get that.
Sushi that's poisonous from the gas station.
Ooh, that's a good idea. Sushi.
Oh, yeah. Sushi.
It wraps it up.
Hey, Abby, you like sushi?
Scuba Steve's going to be the judge, though. If somebody gives a gift where it looks like they didn't try, they will have to serve punishment. Okay, there's that. Let's go over to Amy now with the Morning Corny.
The Morning Corny.
What do the elves use to keep Santa's sleigh clean?
What?
Sanitizer.
That's funny.
I like that one.
That was the Morning Corny.
Good.
Hand sanitizer.
Yeah, like how does Santa avoid COVID?
Hand sanitizer.
Sanitizer.
Or maybe just like the flu.
I like that. You know, we get too political with saying COVID or what?
I feel like that.
I feel you.
Oh, boy.
On the phone right now is Paige in North Carolina. Hey, Paige, welcome to the show. What can we do for you?
Hi, I just wanted some advice. So I've been seeing this guy for a little less than 2 months, and it's been going really good. But he still has pictures up with his ex on Instagram. And my friends say since we haven't been seeing each other that long, I shouldn't say anything. But I'm debating if I should maybe bring it up since we're progressing towards maybe becoming official.
The answer is no, you should say nothing. Because you're gonna run him.
Definitely.
Like, he's going to go, feet don't fail me now. And be out of here. Like Tasmanian devil style. Kool-Aid man running through stuff. You can do that at a point. This is not that point.
So even if they're way back, like, it's wise to go back and...
I don't understand what you're saying.
Delete them?
Yeah.
Because I'm just saying it's part of your past.
Seems weird.
No, here's what I'm saying is, if it bothers her, it doesn't matter if he does or doesn't do it. Okay. She needs to express that. But you can't do that right now.
Okay.
Because that will be a flag to go, oh man, if she's freaking out like this, we're not even yet. We haven't even DTR'd it. If she's doing this, define the relationship.
Okay, that's one DTR.
And here's the thing. It'll be really cool if he does take it down and he kind of does it on his own time and you notice it.
No, don't do that because give an expectation. Guys are idiots. We're idiots.
I'm just saying it could be cool because like
it
before.
It'd be cool if he just had a dozen roses at her feet every time she took a step, but that ain't going to happen either.
So when I was in college, this is before any social media, but my boyfriend had a picture of his ex-girlfriend in his room and we hadn't defined the relationship yet, but like
that's weird.
Well, but it was just up. Like, he just had it in his room.
Yeah, that's framed. Weird.
Really weird.
Because all that takes is a flip down.
Yeah.
Right.
Put it away.
But I never said anything. And then when we really became, like, official, one day I noticed, oh, it was gone. And I was like, huh. Okay, this
was
good.
To impress,
I didn't have to.
Wow, amazing. I didn't have to say
anything. So I just feel like, what if one day she goes and they're gone? She'll be like, oh, wow.
I think that, yes, and I like that for you. Great job. Good. He really went lights out for you.
Good time.
I think that he had to see that every single day where I can't believe he didn't take that down when they broke up. Where on Instagram, you don't even look at the pictures you put up 3 months ago.
It's so far back.
8 months ago. You don't. So out of sight, out of mind a lot of times.
And but it was on his bedside table.
Yeah. Bedside table.
Oh, so you slept next to her?
No, and he's like, I'm in love.
I wasn't staying there at that time. Yeah, right.
So here's the thing. That's what I want to say.
DTR'd.
Paige, as these two kids squabble over here. You can't say anything about it until you have the ability and the right to say something about it. And that is whenever you guys are officially a thing. Whenever you decide you're a couple, we're going to do this together. Then what I would do if I were you is I would go, hey, look, I don't want to be disrespectful. So any pictures I have with guys on my Instagram, I'm going to take down. Mm-hmm. Because by you saying that to him, he's not going to feel defensive and he's not going to feel like he has to do something. He's going to go, oh, well, that's cool of her. I should do that too. And then he will probably take them down.
Okay, question.
Mm-hmm.
What if it's an ex-husband?
If it has your kids, I wouldn't worry about it if it's you. It's fine. I think if they're picked, you can do whatever you want. It only matters if it is something that is bothersome to them. And then how bothersome is it and why?
Yeah, why? Why? That's my question.
Sure. And all that's fine. I don't think you just have to remove everything if you're with somebody. But if it does bother them, you have to evaluate, is it worth it to me to pull it down? Or is this kind of a foundational thing? Like, this is my past. I'm leaving it up. But then you have to see what's important to you there. So what I'm going to say to you is, Paige, nothing. Your friends are right. Don't go screaming at him. Take pictures down. Whenever you two decide you're in a relationship, you volunteer to take all the stuff off social media because, hey, this is what we're doing. I'm going to pull this stuff down and then see what he does. He still may not even know about it. If he doesn't pull anything down and you're still uncomfortable, then you just say it. I still don't think it's a reason to break it off with him if he doesn't do it, unless it's like making out on a beach pictures.
Yeah, it's no good.
But I got some
there's,
of those.
There's nuance involved in every situation with every human. I have faith that you'll make the right decision, but just don't make any decision right now, Paige.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate the advice. I was on the fence, so thank you.
Well, we are unbiased with our advice. Sometimes unbiasedly really wrong, but we're still unbiased. So good luck. Are you going to put them up and be like, all right, let's DTR?
I love you guys, so thank you.
Oh,
so
thanks.
Much.
Are you going to challenge them?
No, I'll probably follow your advice, and I don't want to come off as, you know, crazy yeah. girl he's seeing.
Right. You can get crazier the longer you're together.
Mm.
Oh, is that
really?
Oh, yeah. There's a graph.
That's the green light.
Well, there's a graph because the longer you're together, the more your time invested, time, emotional
yeah.
space,
and
then you don't
married.
Even want to break it up. If she's only yeah. kind of crazy, yeah. you've already been together a long time.
You see it all, and then you're like, okay, well.
It is what it is. I don't. It's I've spent too much time on this. All right, thank you, Paige. I hope you have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
All right, see ya. Amy's nephew is going to school in Hawaii. Like, he's in Colorado, but they sent him to Hawaii for, like, a semester, which is super cool. So, Amy went... Did you just spill?
Mm-hmm.
Did it spill everywhere?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
In my bag.
That's the whole thing.
It spilled in your bag?
My bag.
Oh, my God.
It's going to be that kind
it's
of day.
My bag.
Is your computer in a bag?
Nope. My computer's right here.
What's in your bag?
Nothing.
What's in the bag?
Why do you have a cup without a lid on it? A plastic cup without a lid?
I always have it without a lid. It's never happened before, but I was getting something
out of my bag.
Do you
need to go take a minute?
No. Fine.
I mean, it's just, it's on the ground. It's
okay.
It's
here's what we're going to do. It. Okay, here's what, I'm going to give her time to clean it.
No, yeah. It's fine.
We're going to come back. No, we have a kid and his mom on the phone who, Amy.
I met in Hawaii.
Yeah,
but the kid has
it's
to go
It's fine.
To
I want to do this.
I know, but you spilled. No, you need to go clean your bag. We'll come back. That's next here. Next here, Bobby Bone Show.
Ugh.
Okay, so, Amy, you're in Hawaii over break because your nephew's going to school out there.
Yes. So I went with my sister and her family, my kids. We spent Thanksgiving there. And me and my kids were flying back. We're at the airport in Honolulu. And this nice family comes up to me, this kid, Adam. And he listens to the show every day. And Adam has cancer. So he has chemo treatments. And they have to drive about 2 hours. So they get to listen to a lot of the show when normally he would be in school on the days that, you know, he has treatment. He
Where does Adam live?
More. I don't remember.
Okay.
Exactly. Yeah, we'll ask him because I feel like
maybe
it was
New Mexico.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. And he was so sweet. He said his favorite segment is the Morning Corny. And he's got these bracelets I gave him.
I have one on now.
Yeah.
I do too.
Adam's Army.
And
let's put him on, Ray. We have Adam. Does he know he's coming on the show?
Well, I had talked to his mom on the plane. I passed her back a note that said, hey, would Adam like to come on and tell a Morning Corny one day? And she passed it back up to me absolutely and left her phone number. And so now here they are.
So I think we have Malia on the phone with Adam. Malia, are you there?
Yeah, we're here.
How are you? Where do you live? What state?
We live in New Mexico.
Awesome. And you saw Amy at the airport?
We did. We were on her flight. It was so fun.
Isn't she such a beauty, like a refreshing, like cup of joy?
Yes, she was a wonderful, wonderful joy to have in front of us.
Amen.
With all of our craziness.
Every day I think that. So tell me about Adam and tell me about, you went up to Amy to talk to her about listening to the show?
We did, yeah. We saw her and Adam loves the show. We listened while he was in the hospital and every time we have to go up for treatment, it's 2 hours. So we listen every time we go and he loves the Morning Corny. He loves the positivity segment. It's just one of our favorites. So
is Adam there with you now?
He is, yeah.
Adam, can you hear me or are we going to hand him the phone?
I can hear you.
What's up, buddy?
Not much. Just getting ready to go to school.
Oh, man. Yeah. I don't know if you like school. I like the learning part of school, but you probably don't know this, but I wasn't that cool in school, Adam.
Well, I usually like the recess, but we don't get enough of it.
Yeah.
Amen to that,
true
brother.
That.
What
yes.
grade are you in, Adam?
Third.
Third grade.
You have a pretty strong, manly voice for a third grader. Let's go. Sign this guy to like a radio podcast deal right now. Adam, so did you recognize Amy or did your mom?
Mom.
Okay. And when she said, that's Amy, were you excited or were you like, where's Lunchbox?
I was excited, cool. Very excited.
Oh, that's awesome. Very good. And so you like the Morning Corny?
Yes.
Would you like to do one here on the show? Is it possible that you give us one?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to play the thing that goes, and now the morning corny. And then, Adam, what I'll say is, let's go over to Adam. And when I go to you, that's your cue to tell the joke, okay? And then I'll repeat your question back, and then you tell the punchline.
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
The morning corny.
Let's go over to Adam in New Mexico.
How does a sheep say Merry Christmas?
How does a sheep say Merry Christmas?
Fleece Navidad.
Fleece
Navidad.
Fleece.
Yeah. That's a good one, Adam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was the morning corny.
And then what you do, Adam, when you tell somebody that joke, say, can I tell you another one? They say, yeah. Ask the same question. Go, how does a sheep, what was the question? How does a sleep sheep do Christmas?
Say Merry Christmas.
Say Merry Christmas. Say back.
Fleece Navidad.
No.
How does a sheep say Merry Christmas?
And then they go, but didn't you just tell this joke? No, yeah, then you go, Feliz Navibah.
What?
Feliz Navibah.
Okay, I see what you're doing there.
Okay.
Because there's two ways to tell the joke.
I thought of like seven as soon as he told it. His is the best, though. Adam, so what's up at school today? Anything cool?
You have PE today? Yeah, I have PE.
Man, PE is almost like recess.
That's good.
Yeah. What do you guys do in PE class?
We usually do like exercises, fun games, and sometimes we actually get to go outside and play.
Dang, that's like recess. That's what I'm saying. And so how you feeling now, Adam? How's everything going?
Very good.
Good. Let's send Adam something. I don't know what we have here, but we'll send Adam a little something from us. We appreciate you, buddy. And maybe, you know, next year, let's get him back on to another Morning Corny.
Oh, yeah. Adam, you want
to
do that?
Mom, is that cool? And if you guys come to town, if you come to Nashville, come visit us. We'd love to see you guys.
Oh, that would be so fun.
All right.
Okay. Yeah. Sure. Oh, and now it's coming
on
back to me. Y'all drive from New Mexico to El Paso for treatment?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
A few hours.
How's Adam doing, Malia?
He's doing really well. He handles treatment really well. He's got about a year left. So we're like more than halfway.
Pretty optimistic.
Yeah. That's awesome. He's got an amazing attitude and he's such a good kid. He's just cruising through. So. All
right, Adam, we're going to send you something, buddy. And you guys have a great day. Have a good day at school, Adam. We'll talk to you guys soon.
You too.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Oh, yeah. Call us if you want. 877-77 Bobby News Time.
Bobby's Big Stories.
I was watching the football games for the weekend, and Dr. Pepper does the thing where you throw the ball at halftime into those big buckets with the hole, and the winner gets $100,000 in tuition. And there was a mess up because they had not counted one of the, and so they had to go back and give both of them $100,000.
Oh, wow.
Huh. Yeah, it was hilarious.
I felt bad for that ref.
People started going, they started getting angry about it, going, you cheated him. You cheated him. So Dr. Pepper had to double up its prize money. And so they did this thing. It was the Big 12 championship game. The contest had two students try to throw as many footballs as possible into a giant Dr. Pepper can. The contest was won by Ryan, but fans said, hey, the tiebreaker, you should have given it to Gavin. You cheated him. The ref screwed up. Everybody got paid.
I watched the video like 3 times. Recounted.
Yeah.
They were right.
Everybody got paid. Yes. Thank you. So a guy was put in a weird position because he's down and he hadn't used a smart toilet a whole lot. And I'm not sure how smart this toilet was, but I know that there was some electronic stuff in the smart toilet. And as he's down there, this toilet catches on fire.
Mm. Oh!
It's unfortunate.
Yeah. So he's down. He's using the bathroom. He starts to smell smoke. And then there's like smoke around him, but he can't. But then his butt starts to get a little warm. And he's like, oh my God. And he jumps up and it burst into flames. And they're not saying if it burnt him up a little bit underneath or not. Because the problem as a dude is if you're sitting on a toilet, it's not just your butt that can be burnt.
It's all of it.
It's
everywhere.
Yeah.
Oh, I had not thought of that.
Thing. The cause of the toilet, it's a flame. It looks like when there's a fire in a trash can.
And it's just coming out of the top. Oh, boy.
The cause of the toilet fire is believed to be a short circuit.
Yeah, see, some things don't need to be technology advanced, and a toilet is one of them. Just leave it the same.
It's perfect the way it is.
Yeah, there's
Well, the original toilet, though, is just a hole in the ground, so you could probably just, if that's the case.
Yeah, go with that.
Go with that.
I like the way it is now.
Yeah, the way it is now where you just sit on it. You don't need any cool gadgets and electronics. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, but that smart toilet probably has got a seat heater. Yeah. It probably self-cleans.
Water, which...
Bidet.
How we as Americans don't have bidets, that's the craziest thing I've ever heard. We're supposed to be clean. In our culture,
we don't have water that sprays into your butt. We just use dry toilet paper. That's wild.
You guys ever worry about snakes or bugs crawling up?
Oh, I worry about snakes all the time.
Yeah.
No, not as much. But remember the hotel story we did where it was when you go into a hotel, flush the toilet immediately with the lid down because there could be bugs in there.
Oh.
And as soon as you lift the lid, if you go, they fly out into the room.
No, I'm out.
No, you're not out. Just flush the toilet when you get there. That's it. You actually enjoy food more and experience new flavors the slower you eat. If you eat slowly, you'll eat less and you'll experience ingredients more. I have a friend. I do not believe him. He claims that he can eat certain types of food and tell you every ingredient in the food.
Okay. Every single one.
Yes. Yes.
Not true.
Yes. He can eat it and go, flour.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Butter. He's the same friend.
You're like, you're right. It's toast and butter.
No, he's the same friend that tells me he remembers coming out of his mom's womb. Stop. And seeing the light.
Okay, so, but that would make sense.
No.
Listen, if he has those experiences, he may just be tapping into certain parts of the brain that we're not able to.
Okay, but I don't tap into those parts, so I don't. It's like trying to explain to someone that was on Columbus's boat what a video game is. You just can't.
Right.
And you can't tell me what that, I just can't see it.
He's joining. There's like a group of people on YouTube.
Yeah, called, never mind.
Weirdos.
Sometimes I get on a rabbit hole in these videos.
Or but
yeah, they remember coming out of the womb.
From modernmom.com, there's no way.
No and chance.
Okay, there is a chance. But
no, there's no
how
chance.
How is there
no
a chance?
They feel that
no
same
chance.
Way. They're like, but nobody... there is
a, just because I can't explain it, I'm just saying my friend's an idiot, so I don't believe him. I'm not saying everybody's an idiot. Okay, that's what I'm saying. My friend who says this is an idiot, just generally, so I don't believe him. But I can't always be like, well, because I don't understand it, it absolutely can't be true. I don't live my life like that. But
what percentage would you say?
One.
Thank you.
You ever test them with the food ingredients?
Exactly.
Like, do you ever make something?
I have. I don't make anything. But I have given him something, and he tells me the ingredients, and I'm like, well, that's probably right. I don't know.
Okay, well, that doesn't count.
You could give something where you've got the packaged ingredients and, like, wait till he reads it all off.
Can you keep a package that has been left at your house if it wasn't sent for you?
Boom.
Yes.
Yes, I mean, 100%.
My neighbor brought a package over, two packages over yesterday. I do not know my neighbor. I thought my neighbor was the delivery guy. And he's standing outside with two packages. And I'm like, you just leave them right there because the dog, Stanley's going, and then when I'm like jumping on him, I was like, you just leave him out there. And then he's like, no, I'm your neighbor. I'm like, what? You're my neighbor?
You deliver packages too?
That's crazy.
So that's how I met him. And then Stanley loves people. And with dudes, we're trying to get him to stop jumping.
And he
does sometimes. But when he jumps, it's the perfect height because a bulldog, he hits the dudes right in the nuts with this boom, right at him. And so I'm trying to keep Stanley from just jumping and playing with the guy. And he's like, maybe we should exchange email addresses. And I meant to go, yeah, let's do that, or exchange phone numbers. And I was like, yeah, let's do that sometime. I'm trying to hold Stanley back. And he's like, okay.
Sometime.
I didn't.
Not now. Some other time.
I know. Awkward. The answer is yes, you can keep a package if it's left at your house.
That is awesome.
The Federal Trade Commission has rules that will allow you to keep merchandise that's wrongly delivered, even if you didn't pay for it to come to your home. The logic is that sellers can't just send you goods and then demand money for them. You aren't even legally obligated to tell the seller they messed up the delivery or notify your neighbors that the package was delivered to you.
What?
That's from the FTC.
This tells me I need to meet an Amazon driver or a FedEx driver, become friends, and be like, hey, whenever there's a good package, just drop it off my plate.
If they're that shady, though, they're probably just keeping it themselves.
Right, but to find good package, you don't know what's inside of it.
I bet you those Amazon...
Does it say Viagra?
I bet you those Amazon drivers can tell what's in it.
A Michigan mom miraculously wakes up from a 5-year coma.
Wow.
And attends her son's senior night football game.
Wow.
Quote, nobody expected her to wake up. By the way, if you guys ever pulled a plug on me, I will haunt you.
Right.
Remember that.
Yes. Wow, 5 years?
The star of a Michigan high school football team... during its senior night game was not one of the athletes, but a mom of three who recently woke up from a 5-year coma. Jennifer Flewellen wowed an entire community October 20th. She was there on the sidelines to cheer on her 18-year-old son just 15 months after waking up from her years-long slumber. I bet she woke up and she was like, have the Cowboys won the Super Bowl yet?
No. Oh.
Okay.
Gosh, but how crazy. Like,
I know.
At least one year. So he was in eighth grade and then now he's a senior.
We were told all along she has anoxia and the brain damage. She'll never wake up, but you never say never. The 41-year-old mother of three suffered catastrophic injuries from a car crash in which she swerved across a roadway and struck a pole. That's from the New York Post.
Wow.
and she just woke up.
Oh, that is really making me rethink if I would want to just stay like that for however long. I would assume I would have just unplug me. It's fine.
How many years for you, Bones? Like, what's
no,
the,
never.
No.
Like, no, unplug me, never worry third.
But like, what, 30 years?
Yeah,
like,
exactly. And somehow make money to keep me alive.
Oh, okay.
If you have to go and steal packages.
I got
to
keep working.
Yeah. Keep me alive. A woman discovers millions of bugs in her Christmas tree.
Wow.
This is from the New York Post. A shocked woman brought new meaning to Christmas prayers after the biblical plague of all the bugs that she said apparently infested her.
Oh.
They're everywhere.
That's normal, right? Shouldn't trees have bugs?
Yeah.
Bro.
Yeah, but not like
they
this.
They look like, they're like praying mantis. There's like millions of them. Like little praying mantises.
Yeah.
Oh. So we probably have a lot of bugs that we don't even know about in our Christmas trees because we have a real Christmas tree. There's probably all kinds of stuff. It's like salads. People are like, I got a bug in my salad. You want natural? Congratulations. You got natural. Don't complain about bugs if you're going to get natural trees. And then finally, a study found being attractive might help men get ahead at work more than it helps women.
Really? How so?
I'll tell you. The groundbreaking study of 12,000 Americans conducted over a 20-year period has found that good-looking men are more likely to attain better jobs and make more money than similarly desirable women. Physical attractiveness matters both for males and females, but it's more important for males. Handsome men also out-earn males who are average or unattractive. Additionally, proving the point that if you're better looking, you have an advantage. The claim that wealthy adults often use their finances to manipulate or enhance their physical appearance is true as well. Some people that have money that are just medium end up trying to make themselves look better, so they become better looking, so they make more.
I only watched the preview of this. I think it's on Netflix, but it's a documentary about Abercrombie and Fitch, and they're talking to former people that work there and how, like, back in the day when it first started, that they would take photos of everybody applying for a job or whoever they hired, and they would have to send them off to corporate, and they would get approved by literally how they looked. And if they didn't look a certain way, they'd get fired for their looks. And it was very, obviously, you know, we were walking there. It looks like models working there all the time.
I'd hate walking by there in the mall because they always had like some dude ripped up with no shirt standing outside of it.
Mm-hmm.
I applied to work there. I didn't get the job.
They put him in the stock room.
High school,
oh,
yeah.
No.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know, man. Maybe they'd already found someone.
What if you intimidated all the other people by how good looking you were?
Possibly.
Dang.
No, I didn't even think about it until Amy said this
right,
story.
Right, no, I mean, I want to watch it. It seemed extremely toxic. Hopefully it's not that way anymore, but...
Oh, you know what I started watching?
What?
The Squid Games.
Oh, I did too.
Challenge on Netflix. Dude, it's good.
It's really good.
I didn't think I was going to like it because it's just like a dopey game show or like a dopey reality show. Dude, it's good.
I think it's so funny when some people get the little shot thing and they act like they really got shot.
They probably told them, if you get popped, you have to act like you died.
Right. But some people slowly go down. Some people like dramatically go. Ugh!
Who's watching the American version of the Squid Games game show? Yeti or?
I'm watching.
Ray?
I don't know if it's American. I think they're filming it in the UK.
Yeah, but it's mostly Americans on the show.
Correct.
What? Do you like it?
Yeah, I've watched 5 of the episodes. I'm so impressed by how closely they made it to the actual movie that we watched.
Yeah, I'm finished with episode 2. And so it's weird to watch a reality show that's on demand because I still don't want to spoil anything.
Yeah.
But it's I love Squid Games. But it's good. But it's called Squid Games The Challenge, which I wonder then, it's not the same challenge that you like, right, Lunchbox?
No, not at all. I've never heard of this Squid Game The Challenge until Ray brought it up.
It's good.
You should watch it.
And
did you watch the original Squid Games?
No, I've never seen it.
Then you may not like it as much. You'll still like it. But if you watch the original Squid Game series... It's great.
You'll love it.
Yeah, you'll love it.
So how much are they playing for? Like, are they playing for
$4.5 million.
What?
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's a big pot. A
lot of money.
Yeah. Most of these reality shows are like $1 million.
Like 10 grand. Yeah. This is $4.56 million cash. One person wins.
One person?
I guess. I only watched 2 episodes. Anyway, I'm done with that.
Oh, man.
Let me say this, too. By the way, everybody. Eddie, myself, the Raging Idiots, we're going to play a pop-up show, a fundraiser in Fayetteville, Arkansas on Wednesday night at 7:30 p.m. Not only that, we're bringing our friends Matt Stell and J.D. Clayton. So Wednesday, 7:30 p.m. There are not many tickets left. We post on social media over the weekend. It's almost sold out. But it's like 7:30 to 9:30. Get home in time for bed.
That's going to be a blast.
But Wednesday night, we're doing it at George's Majestic in Fayetteville. So if you want to come, they've been awesome. George's Majestic, they've been awesome with the help, and their staff's been great. So we threw this together last minute, but we're going to be there Wednesday night. Tickets at bobbybones.com if you want to come to this. There are not many left, but Fayetteville, Arkansas, we will see you then. There is a controversy that you guys know nothing about that we have to talk about next segment.
Uh-oh.
Involving who?
I'm going to have to hold that. I gasped. I went, oh! Whenever...
Are we going to gasp?
Yes.
Huh.
Everyone will
yes.
gasp?
Yes, and the person that... Yes, we'll just come back. Hold on a second. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
A little bit of controversy. So this morning we had a driver, a driving instructor, and you guys went through a little test. Everybody took the test. The driving instructor comes in, and it turns out Morgan is the best driver on the show. It turns out Amy was second.
No, I was second. I was second.
I was second for a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Then, but Lunchbox was last, the worst driver. So he's the worst driver, and that's it, the end. Now, where the controversy comes in is, Amy, he tried to screw you. Big time.
Oh,
you
no.
might have won the whole thing. The cone that you were penalized for, Lunchbox kicked over. We found the camera of him sneaking and kicking the cone over. He didn't know we found the footage. Eddie found it and sent it to me a few minutes ago.
I was editing and I looked at it and I'm like, oh my goodness.
We were like, how did that cone fall over and you were penalized for it? Lunchbox snuck over there and kicked over. I'm looking at it right here when you're backing up. He kicks the cone underneath the car.
Okay, yeah.
He comes out of nowhere, Amy. And makes you look bad. Makes it look like you hit the cone.
Yes. I remember being shocked that I hit a cone, but then I was like, well, how do you argue footage? Because
I'm looking at it now.
I could see on camera that the cone was knocked over, so I couldn't deny that I hit it. I was like, well, I guess I just, that came out of nowhere.
Okay, let's hear the audio of this. Go ahead. Reverse. Okay. That's 1 point. Now she's at her second point.
And now third point is...
Oh,
is there a cone?
There's a cone down.
There's a dead cone.
Cone down.
I never hit that cone.
You never hit the cone. No. Okay,
that makes me feel so much better because I kind of felt like I was going crazy.
And you could even see it in your face, Amy. You're like, what cone? I never saw a cone there.
And we were like, no, there's a down cone. Mm-hmm. It's because Lunchbox snuck over and kicked your cone down and cheated.
Okay, well.
Well, he's still finished in last place. He's
Why
still the worst driver
that?
On the show.
I know, but I really
But you could have won. Honestly, you could have won the whole thing. You and Morgan are now tied for the best drivers.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, wow. Wow, so now I'm down to third?
Yeah, because she had no points against
That's fine.
Her.
That's fine. I'm not the worst, so who cares?
That's true.
Oh, boy.
Lunchbox, why would you
Yeah, why
do
would
that?
You do that?
I mean...
Oh, that's pretty funny, right?
Whatever.
No, it's not.
I mean, yeah, it's actually hilarious. I mean, I didn't know the camera could see me. You know what I mean? Like
we'll post this on our.
That's the thing about Facebook. Society now. There's cameras everywhere, so you can't get away with things. Like I thought, oh, this is a perfect, hilarious little thing. I'll throw a cone out there.
But what if somebody would have done that to you? And it would have because you got all upset when you were last place.
Oh,
this
you'd
morning.
Be mad.
Yeah, you'd have been mad.
No,
nah,
I mean, that guy. I don't even know if he was a real driving instructor, so I can't really take it. I take it what he said with a grain of salt.
Huh? No, he literally
he's
is
legit.
Yeah, he has a business.
Yeah. I can have a business. Doesn't mean I'm good at what I do.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But I just thought it was funny. I saw the cone there. I was like, oh, watch this. Like, psh, no one will see. It's sort of like when you spill a cup of water or something. You just keep walking. You know what I mean? You don't
what?
Clean it up.
No, that's not.
Yeah, but I'm not in a water. Non-water spilling competition.
Or you throw a banana peel in front of and your opponent in a race and they slip on it.
A banana peel?
Anyway, Lunchbox cheated, and he finished in last place and is the worst driver on the show. Amy, you are now tied for best driver on the show.
Wow.
All right. Oh,
that tells you how real that test is. Amy and Morgan are tied for first.
No, it's just, this goes to show that y'all just develop a storyline that Morgan and I aren't a good drivers, and that's what sort of sticks. But then when we get out there and
There were no distractions. I think if there are no distractions, you guys are the best drivers.
Okay, yeah.
I think when it comes to distractions like other cars or clouds or birds.
Let it be?
Or
fire hydrants, walls, curbs,
your brain.
Oxygen,
your mind,
gravity.
Okay.
I think you can get distracted at times.
Okay.
Right?
Sure.
Okay, thank
Whatever.
A guy in a small town in Washington State lost his city council election by one vote. And I saw this on the internet.
One vote.
And they counted it again. And they counted it again because it wasn't like a million votes. He lost 247 to 246.
Oh, don't tell me.
The problem is he didn't vote for himself because he found it too narcissistic.
Oh, no. That would have been the one.
Crazy. One vote. And then he didn't vote for himself. To his credit, he's not complaining. Hmm. He's like, he didn't want to vote for himself.
Wow.
So he didn't really want to win.
If you don't believe in yourself, nobody else will. Vote for yourself, buddy.
That's not narcissistic.
But then would that have put them in a...
King five.
Oh, he voted for the other guy.
No. He didn't...
Because that
There's no way
tie.
He voted for the other guy.
No.
Oh, they'd have a runoff.
Yeah.
So he either wrote someone in or didn't vote at all. I'm assuming... But they had 6 write-in votes, so they'd probably would have run again and said, please don't write anybody in.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
That stinks. It's a lesson. Well, I don't know what the lesson is, because that never happens.
Just vote for yourself.
Just vote for yourself.
Yeah, man.
That's right.
Always.
Again, Eddie and I will be in Fayetteville, Arkansas, Wednesday night, 2 nights from now, doing a fundraiser, 7:30 p.m. It's us and Matt Stell and J.D. Clayton. Oh, there we go. Nice job. Tickets at BobbyBones.com and Raging Idiots, Matt Stell, J.D. Clayton Acoustic at George's Majestic if you guys want to come. Okay, here's what we're going to do. Oh, man, I got some good stuff coming up. Abby, do you care if we talk about your dating life? Because this is a... I just know that if we do this, this is a great segment. You just know what's going to happen. I just want to make sure you're in a good place for it.
Yeah.
You're okay with it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, guys.
What?
Abby fell for someone again.
What?
Shocking.
Wait, what?
Guys,
wow.
What we got?
Guess what? And the sun came up.
Hey.
Hey.
Get ready to go crazy, okay?
Can we do it right now?
We're going to do it now. Right now.
Abby's in love.
I want to make sure Abby was in a good place before I still... You're good, Abby. You're in a good place, right? Mentally?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. I'm good.
We will come...
Boy.
Her face isn't like screaming, I fell in love.
Amy, she saw a dude. She fell in love.
We will come back next. Okay, so Abby... is a producer on the show. She answers the phones. She is beloved by everybody here. Really great attitude, great worker, just the best. So it's just trouble in her dating life, right, Abby?
Yes, I have in the past, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, boy.
You had a boyfriend pretty recently.
Mm-hmm.
Long distance.
Yes, he was in Kansas.
Yeah, and that didn't work.
Did not.
Right. So here we are, and now you're dating again.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a rule about first dates. That rule is what?
No longer than an hour.
And why is that the rule?
Well, like in the past, remember I was having like 5-hour dates or whatever and then telling my entire story and that was probably scaring them off.
And we were like, Abby, just chill a little bit.
Relax.
Yeah. Like you're running full bull through the red blanket, you know?
Yes.
So you went on a date recently?
Yeah, about a month ago.
And how did you meet the guy?
Online. So I got back on the dating apps and this was the first guy I talked to. And I was okay.
Shocker.
Okay.
So you say she falls for every dude?
Yeah, I mean, dude, did you hear what she said? She broke up with her dude. She's heartbroken. Gets back on that.
That's what everybody does.
First guy she talked to, she's like, yeah, I'm ready to go.
Ready to go on a date. She didn't say it's the first guy she saw.
No, it was.
Was the first guy you saw?
No. Oh, I mean, I swiped many times, but I... Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
But no one else swiped. So it's the first person that matched with you.
No.
So, Abby, you go on a date, and then does he suggest where you go?
Yes. Well, he was like, where do you want to go? And then I gave 3 options, and he was like, I'll pick without knowing any of them. Like, he didn't know any of the places.
Why did he ask you to suggest where to go?
I don't know.
It's kind of bizarre.
Just to see if I had any place I, had in mind.
Felt safe.
Yes.
Okay, so you give him these 3 places.
Uh-huh.
He picks one, you go. What kind of place is it? Like a restaurant, coffee?
Yeah, restaurant.
What time of day do you go?
It was a Friday. It was 6 p.m.
Dinner on a Friday. That's a big time.
Yeah.
Friday slot.
I know. Usually I'm like coffee first, so I don't know. That was the only time that was available for both of us. So.
And what attracted you to him?
Like he was just...
He was a guy.
Go ahead. He was very intentional. Other times you're talking to guys and they're just like, oh, we should hang out. Or, you know, I'm busy now, but maybe next week, maybe this. But he was like, hey, do you want to, like, let's go out this week. Does this time work? Mm-hmm. You know, so he made it very, like, clear. Okay. And it was easy for me to say yes.
Were you a little nervous? Did you get dressed up? Were you looking pretty?
Yeah, I was very nervous. Yeah. But I didn't want to, like, take it too serious and, okay, like, put too much pressure on it. So
you get there, and does he look like what the picture looked like?
Yes.
As tall as you imagined?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Like, he wasn't lying about his height.
Okay. How tall was he?
He's 6'1".
Good.
Wow, tall dude.
So you get there, and how's it, the first 10, 15 minutes, how's it going?
It was great. So actually, the first place we planned, he went into it, and he was like, they wouldn't let us in. They were like, oh, we're full for the night. But there were so many empty tables. And I was like, okay, this isn't a good sign. So I was like, let's just go to the pizza place next door, you know? And it was just super casual. We grabbed a drink.
Do you count the time missed as part of the hour? Like if you're walking around, like, oh, can't go here, can't go there. But you are spending that time kind of together. Does that count in the hour?
It should, okay, but it did not.
Oh, okay. Got
so,
it.
So, yeah, we went to the next place, just had a beer. About an hour went by.
Okay. And then it's time to go. Yeah. Hours up. You're now holding steady. So what do you say at the 1 hour mark?
I was like, do you want to go to another place? So we like walked a few bars down. We were like, oh, this place looks fun. So then we went in there.
Great. Sometimes if a date goes well, you go and get ice cream or you go to another place. Uh-huh. So at what point, if an hour's your cutoff, how much did you give yourself before you cut it off finally?
It was about 5 hours later.
Oh my God.
The third place.
Do you understand? This is what I mean.
Wait, so hold on. So the first place, she's like, do you want to go to another place? So when y'all are at the second place, who initiates going to the third place, him or you?
Both of us. That's why it's so fun, because we're both very just like,
spontaneous.
Let's do it. Yeah, spontaneous.
I mean, you guys should get married, Abby.
Hey, I'm just kidding.
See, no, wait, no.
Hold on. Everybody take a breath and ask for hold on a second. Abby, I want you to feel safe in this conversation.
Mm-hmm. Lunchbox, not...
I'm laughing. It's a good story.
No, you're not fostering safety.
So, in the other instances when you went long that didn't go well, that you decided we can't go long anymore, especially early, did you feel like those were going well too?
Yeah, but not as good as this.
Okay.
Like, this was just way different.
But did you think those other ones were way different at the time, too?
Probably.
Yeah. Everyone is way different.
I'm glad you had fun. I think you should do whatever makes you feel good. I would just encourage you that if you do set some sort of rule based on your past behaviors, that you at least stick kinda by it.
Yes. But remember what happened last time is they weren't calling me back. They were bailing last minute for a second date, and that hasn't happened.
Has he called you back?
Yeah, we've been out a lot. That was a month ago. So.
Oh, this is a month ago.
It's working out.
How many times have you been out?
Like 10 times, I would
say.
10
times?
Wow, it's serious.
What?
Oh.
So are y'all exclusive?
Well, we're in that, you know, but we've had that talk, but we want to go slow, so not yet.
No, you're not you're not going slow. There is no slow.
You've been out 10 times in a month?
Wait.
You don't know the term
slow. I barely
see
my wife that many times.
Yeah, Abby, define going slow when it's 10 times in a month and...
5 hour first date. Like, she has no breaks.
Is it that he still wants...
Man, like, she Kool-Aid mans into the stuff.
So right now, technically, you could go on a date with another guy and you don't need to let him know.
I would feel weird at this point, honestly.
But would he?
He has told me that he is not seeing anybody else.
Okay, there you go. They're exclusive.
So then you guys are together.
Yeah, but you're taking it slow.
Yes.
Have you guys spent the night at each other's house?
That's not our business.
We can ask her. She can tell us it's not our business.
She just laughed and she got awkward. So
no,
means...
she said no. She said no.
We have not.
Did that first 5 hour date, did you kiss him?
Yes.
No, I did not. Just a hug.
Well,
taking it slow, guys.
Yep. See? That's not slow.
None of this is slow. She's like, we're taking it, but none of this is slow.
The 5 hour
first date, the 10 dates. It's good. I'm glad you're doing it. I think you should live life to the fullest. All I'm saying is you've had very negative experiences living the same exact way. Mm-hmm. But you can't expect different results if you're doing everything the exact same way.
This is different, though, because there's...
I hope it is.
Okay, but
Christmas. Are you going to his place or are you going to yours?
That's not going to happen. Well, I'm going to Kansas.
He may come with you.
Yeah. Okay, so when you had the first date on a Friday night, how long did it take before the second date happened?
No, Saturday, Amy. They go slow.
Let's see. That was a Friday. I think it was Sunday.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, so I'm trying to figure out where the 10, how we're fitting in 10 in a month, because there's 4 weekends. She works a lot.
It's mainly on weekends. Yeah. Maybe like once a week, because I do work. I don't have time to do a 5 hour date on a weekend.
Two dates a weekend plus 1 week good for you. Here's all I'm going to say is I'm rooting for you. I think you are A plus in every way. You know that?
You are, yeah.
And I hope this works out.
Thank you.
This is very consistent with your past practices. So if anything, this is going to work A, or this is going to be another learning example where you really do have to go, okay, now I'm going to have to draw this line because I've realized this is not working how I do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Does he listen to the show?
No.
Does he know that you might potentially talk about this sort of stuff on air?
Well, she didn't say anything about
it. I haven't said anything about him, but no one knows who he could be or anything about
him.
Is
it Dustin Lynch?
It's not. It is not. I will say that.
Okay.
Do you guys follow each other on social media now?
Don't say that.
Don't do that because then people are going to go find it. Yeah. Don't do that. If
he's not on Instagram. So.
Good. Boom. Done.
There's that.
Okay. Abby, good luck. I hope it works out.
Thanks. I'm excited.
No, you're always excited.
You're always excited.
Why not be excited, though?
Amen. I wish that I had a little more of your spirit and a little less of mine.
What was the exact thing y'all met through or on? Or
Hinge.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Solid one.
Same one you met the last guy, right?
Yes. That was Kansas, though. Like, distance just was not.
Hinge seems to be a good one.
It's the best.
Abby, what type of work does he do? Entertainment?
Mm-mm.
Numbers?
More like business side of things, not entertainment.
Numbers. So. We'll just say numbers.
Mm-hmm.
We'll call him Mr. Numbers.
Okay.
Does he have facial hair?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow, 6'1", facial hair.
Okay, see, I have given too much information.
Was he aware of what, like, does he understand what you do?
Yes.
Okay.
When I first
But he doesn't listen. Like, see, this is the thing.
She makes it sound like he doesn't speak English or something. Well, yes, kind of.
He kind of understood.
Like, if you're interested in a, and I get it, because Bobby, when you married Caitlin, she learned what you did. She didn't know.
Oh, she didn't know what she was getting herself into.
Exactly. Yeah. And she didn't really listen to try to figure out. That wasn't her thing. But sometimes I...
By the way, she still doesn't listen.
Yeah, I'm like, I know.
How'd you hear that segment? It was funny. Oh, I must...
Yeah. I'm aware, but it's just like when you're getting to know someone and they live in the same town, it's like, oh...
He lives here, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I was assuming. And you have a way where every day you could kind of learn more about them by listening. Like, would you?
Yeah, but Abby's tough, though, because she's on the air maybe once a day.
Okay, true.
It'd be tough to catch that. If it were you... I put the radio to my ear.
Well, but something happened on the third date.
Oh, no.
So...
Wait, what?
Uh-oh.
It just made it strange. Like, we were out, and I had two separate people, like, freak out. I don't know why, but they're like, are you Abby from Bobby Bone Show?
Okay, and now Abby's super famous.
Let her talk. Don't get jealous.
No, like, no, I'm just saying.
I believe
so
you.
That did happen, and I was like... Because we were doing karaoke in a bar.
Okay, that's funny. She's like showing...
I don't know. And it just... He was like, what's happening? Like, who are you? Because I was like, I work in radio, like behind the scenes producer. And that was just kind of
And so people
odd.
Came up and were like, Abby!
Which that never happens to me. Never. So the fact that it would with him, I'm like, what are the odds this would happen with a guy?
Does he know you have a song out about your ex?
Ooh. Yeah, I know. I mean...
Oh, he does?
Yeah.
You sang it at karaoke?
No.
You sent him the song, Abby? How did that work?
Did he say, so basically you're Taylor Swift. I mean, you're with a guy a month and you write a song.
No, he didn't say that. He's cool. He does. He's not.
He's chill?
Yeah, he's.
He got a beer and he's 6'1".
He said he liked the song.
Always be home to me.
Okay.
Anyway.
I hope you know.
Is this what you sing at karaoke?
No,
I just said that.
Yeah. Stop telling Amy jokes. All right. Thank you all. Abby, good luck.
Thank you.
Abby, thank you. We'll check back in a couple weeks. I hope it goes great. Thank you for sharing that with us.
Yeah.
I know it's hard to come on and share because in the past you've shared and things haven't gone well and it sucks to come on and give the update whenever it doesn't work out.
I know. Yeah.
So thank you.
Okay.
All right. By the way, Eddie and I in Fayetteville, Arkansas, Wednesday night doing a pop-up Raging Idiot show with Matt Stell and JD Clayton. You guys get tickets at bobbybones.com. It's a fundraiser. All right, that's it. Thank you.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from North Miami Beach, Florida. A woman walked into Walmart, filled up her basket with groceries, went to the cashier, said, I'd like to buy these groceries. They check her out. She hands over fake cash, counterfeit cash.
How fake, though? Because, cash that looks really real, I get, because they have some movie cash sometimes around here. But if it's, like, purple and Adam Sandler's instead of George Washington, it's like...
That's obvious, yeah.
Yeah.
So she tried to leave the store. Loss prevention held her until police arrived. And when police arrived, she said, oh, no, you're not getting my cash. Started eating more counterfeit cash.
Oh, is it that edible cash?
Wait, is it? Is it actually like a fruit roll-up? Green fruit
oh,
roll-up?
That'd be cool.
She tried to pay with fruit roll-ups?
Like, is she trying to eat it?
Well, so that's what people would do during tests if they got cheating. You eat the evidence of your cheat sheet.
But it's going to come out.
Yeah, but it's going to be paper. It's going to be gone.
Yeah. Not
a big deal. Oh, really? You think the ink would come off of the fake money?
No. You just eat it. Then they can't. They have no evidence. It's like no body, no crime.
I get it for the test because the teacher's not going to sit there and wait for you to go to the bathroom. But
there's not going to be bathroom with paper.
If you don't chew it, it's going to come out like paper.
You chew it, and then the water breaks it down.
Oh, really?
I would think so.
Oh.
Because I think my stomach's better than... Yeah, let's do it.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Science experiment.
Come on,
$1
lunch.
Bill.
Eat money.
We'll put a camera in the toilet.
I feel like real dollar bills, though, isn't it made of, like, you can put it in a washing machine and it won't...
I was about to say my stomach, though, is a lot stronger than a washing machine.
Oh.
Trust me.
Okay,
so what happens is she gets arrested.
She got arrested.
They don't mess around with the fake money.
No, they shouldn't.
At all.
Don't do counterfeit money. I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
Hey, Raymundo. I hear from a little birdie that you're concerned about me. There is no need to be concerned about me. I am good.
It's just because you haven't been driving to work. You've been getting rides. And then I heard you even got a ride home another day.
Uh-oh.
No. So today...
He's taking away?
No. Today we did the driver's test. And you can hear that on the podcast. But what happened is I drive the Hyundai, the Ioniq 5, a lot. But I had to leave it up here so you guys could drive like last night or... Saturday night, I had to leave it up here. It's like, put cameras all in it.
Oh.
So I had to get rides up here because I didn't have a way to get up here because my car was up here. That's all.
It's just odd when the host of the show is calling people to make sure he's got a ride to his job.
Well, Amy walked in and just before the show started, like opened the door and was just like doing a call to Wall Street or something like, yeah, sale, buy, John. And I was in the middle of recording something. She's like, oh, sorry, I didn't know you were here. There was no car in your parking spot.
Yeah.
Yes, that's what it is.
Okay.
That's all. All good.
Wait, who's been driving you?
Tim, security.
Wow. Weird. When I was out for asking people for rides whenever I need a ride,
yeah,
no one answers. That's crazy.
Yeah, well, he picked
That's
me up.
That's weird.
That's why, though, Ray. But I'm back to normal today. I take my car back home.
All right.
But thank you for caring.
Yeah.
By the way, if you guys want to come to the Acoustic Raging Idiots show on Wednesday night, it's a fundraiser if you're in Fayetteville, Arkansas. There are not many tickets left. We did not get to talk about it until today, but you can go over to bobbybones.com and get tickets. It's 7:30. Matt Stell will be playing with us.
I like how you call it acoustic.
Well,
have we ever played electric?
Yes.
Yeah, full band. Yeah,
of course.
Yeah. But
of
not
course.
You and me. I don't think we've ever touched an electric guitar.
No, but it's like and Matt Stell's acoustic too.
Right.
And JD's acoustic. But so I just don't want people to show up thinking that we're going to pyro and it's an Aldine show because we're at George's Majestic, which is right there in Fayetteville.
Fair enough.
Yeah, so get your tickets. There are not many left. We're not keeping any of the money. It's a 7:30 show. You'll be out by 9:30.
Oh, man.
I know it's a Wednesday night. Sorry, but that's what we have to do.
And you'll keep it prompt. You'll be like, okay.
That's Bobby. Yeah.
Party's
we're
over.
Not going to do five encores. Don't worry. So get tickets at bobbybones.com. Thank you. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye, everybody.
Yeah. The Bobby Bones Show.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. The single most unifying position held by Americans is appreciation for those who protect our freedom and our families. You can help honor fallen or disabled U.S. service members and first responders by donating to Folds of Honor. They award scholarships to make sure the educational dreams of their sons and daughters and spouses live on. They have a 4 out of 4-star ranking on Charity Navigator, so you can give with confidence at foldsofhonor.org.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.